WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. You can find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for a black man accused of attempted kidnapping at Post Oak Mall yesterday, shortly before 4 p.m. According to the report, he tried to grab a 6-year-old girl out of a fitting room in the Bell store, but when she yelled stop, he let her go and left the area immediately. Pictures of the suspect and a description of the vehicle he possibly drives is online at WTAW.com. College Station police report drunk driving is to blame for 2 construction workers being injured at the site of the new FM 60 2018 interchange.
CSPD reports at 4:30 yesterday morning a pickup on Raymond Stotzer drove into the construction zone at a high rate of speed. The news release does not indicate if there was any attempt to stop as the driver disregarded signs, barricades, and off-duty officers. The truck struck a construction vehicle and 2 workers. Both escaped serious injuries. They were treated at a local hospital and released. The driver of the truck was not hurt. 22-year-old James Salinas of College Station was arrested for DWI and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Last Friday's death of a College Station woman who was struck by a train in Navasota generated a reminder from Union Pacific Railroad.
We also hope that the community can take from this a lesson that taking pictures on the railroad tracks is never a safe idea.
UP spokesman Jeff DeGraff says the photographer and the train crew were not injured. The woman who was being photographed, 19-year-old Freed Zania Thompson, was a Navasota native. Witnesses told Navasota police that she had turned away from an oncoming Burlington Northern train when she stepped into the path of the Union Pacific train. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a College Station man of unlawful possession of a gun that prosecutors believe was used to kill a Bryan man almost 3 years ago. According to the district attorney's office, 53-year-old Joe Becerra was sentenced by the judge to 55 years in prison. Because of Becerra's criminal history, the punishment was in the same range as a murder charge. The sole finalist for Bryan School Superintendent will be making at least 2 trips to the district before the school board conducts their final vote on April 3rd.
I've also been speaking to the board secretary at Bryan and looking at which days I might be coming out even before April 3rd to visit with cabinet level. And there's a visit from TEA that I'm going to try to be there for.
Christy Whitbeck says some of her spring break time this week will go towards the process of relocating to Bryan. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan has announced one of his top priority bills was the subject of a recent hearing in the House Higher Education Committee. Rainey talked about HB 846, which protects student veterans' education benefits, during a recent interview on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Protecting veterans when they are having difficulty getting their money from the Veterans Administration for GI Bill, and keep them from being dismissed from school for not paying their fees and tuition if that money had not arrived yet from the VA.
Rainey has another bill pending in the Higher Education Committee. HB 355 would ban certain sex offenders from residing on the campus of a public or private institution. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 50 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning around 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
BCR! The annual Twin City Mission Golf Classics on Monday, March 27th, at the Phillips Event Center and Golf Course. Sign up your 4-person scramble team or be a sponsor like the Bubba Moore Memorial Group and Coinsurance, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, and Prosperity Bank. For more information, you can go to TwinCityMission.org or give Ron Crozier a call at 822-7511. A big thank you to the partners of the Twin City Mission Golf Classic, like University Title Company, the Bank and Trust, and Ike Small Engines.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Diego Tate 10. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here we go.
Clouds today thanks to a frontal system off to the north that's producing some showers in the northeastern corner of the state, but that's where they'll remain. Temperatures today 65 to 70. It'll clear out tonight. Those will be 45 to 50. High pressure slides our way tomorrow. We'll have sun, high 65 to 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 45 to 50. Wednesday looks to be relatively sunny. The highs on Wednesday 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's still dark outside. It's 8 o'clock, and it's dark outside. I'm just saying. Just so you know.
I wish I had a window so I could tell.
Oh, no, you're not missing anything. Missing anything. All right, so I didn't happen to hear about this, but a fake article being spread across Facebook with more than 4,000 shares from one website titled Breaking Obama Tax Audit Turns Up Millions in Offshore Accounts Stolen from Taxpayers. Did you hear anything about that?
I didn't hear anything about it. But it, it sounds to me like
fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
The article has been debunked. The fake article speaks about former President Barry Satoru claiming that was the alias that President Barack Obama had used. The fake news report claims that Obama was caught with more than $400 million in taxpayer money in offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands and in Ireland and Caledonia. Fake news report claimed that the payments were made directly from the National Treasury as royalty payments for Obamacare. Yeah, well, again, that's look, a lie is as good as the truth if the customers believe it. Retirement homes bringing in cats and dogs of the robotic kind. Lifelike pets can cost as little as $100 and give something for elderly retirees to have and hold on to and talk to. The robotic cats and dogs, very realistic. They purr and make other noises.
But they're robots.
They are. They're just,
they're not real living animals.
They're not. Anyway, but I mean, if that works.
Sure.
So, all right, one more thing on daylight saving time as we move on. You're losing sleep, but apparently daylight saving time is having a very noticeable change on our affected life, like we spend more money. A 2016 study by J.P. Morgan Chase Institute compared the onset of daylight saving time in Los Angeles, the city that observes it, to Phoenix, which is one that does not. The finding, relative to Phoenix, Los Angeles daily credit and debit card spending per capita rose at the beginning of daylight saving when that extra hour of daylight was introduced and dropped at the end of daylight saving time. Overall, report concluded that autumn spending reductions outweigh the elevated spring spending, but the fact remains, when presented with an extra hour, we shop more.
We do more shopping.
Let's do that. So there, that'll be wonderful. All right, are you ready for OJTV?
OJTV?
As in O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
I was hoping for orange juice.
Yeah, no, sorry. There is a rumor that is circulating that O.J. could be out of jail as soon as October. Because remember, he did that whole sports memorabilia stealing stuff back in 2008, which was just stupid.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, sources tell TMZ that the networks are getting ready to pony up some big bucks for a reality show featuring him. Okay? Now, the deal is he still owes Nicole's family $33 million because of the wrongful death suit. Yeah. So it'd be a while maybe before he got any bucks. On the other hand, the networks are supposedly considering what kind of a backlash, in fact, could happen and potential sponsors if they had some sort of a viewer boycott. So we don't know yet. So to speak, the jury is still out.
I mean, I understand he needs the money from what it sounds like, but I just don't understand why you would want to bring any more attention to yourself in this kind of situation.
And I'm not sure. I heard an interview with a guy who's a specialist on this, has been watching it, and apparently he has been a model prisoner.
Well, that's fine.
He's been helping rehabilitate some of the people who are in there and doing whatever he can to be a really good guy. But the bottom line is, you know, I think he probably still did it.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is he got off on that, but that may be the reason that he got such a stiff sentence for this stealing of the memorabilia.
Right. Because
it was his stuff, and I'm not saying that would have justified it under any case, but that may have been the reason that he got the sentence that he did. But anyhow.
And then, of course, also he lost the civil case also and had to pay.
That's it. That's the $33 million that he still owes them.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Okay. So in the world of jurists and courtrooms, my cousin Vinny.
That's right.
Yeah. What's going on there?
My cousin Vinny. Okay. It's been 25 years since My Cousin Vinny came out. And of course.
Now, Chelsea, have you seen the movie?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Well, Vinny Gambini flunked his bar exam 5 times before passing it, which is among the reasons he is admired by an actual federal judge, Joseph Anderson Jr. in South Carolina. Of course, it was a quarter century ago today that the movie My Cousin Vinny made its debut in theaters. Over time, the comedy and its leather-jacketed smart aleck hero, played by Joe Pesci, have swaggered into the pantheon of legal cinema, taking a seat alongside the genre's dramatic greats 12 Angry Men and To Kill a Mockingbird. Judges have actually referenced it in rulings more than 24 times.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that ridiculous?
Well, it's Joe Pesci, and Fred Gwynne plays the judge.
Oh, yeah, and this is everybody's favorite part, I think.
Is it possible the two utes...
Two what? What was that word?
What word?
To what?
What?
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
Yeah.
The two utes.
Utes.
Utes. So that's a very funny scene in that movie, and one of the classics. But it actually has been referenced in rulings more than 24 times.
Joe Pesci.
25 years.
Yeah. It's one that you might enjoy.
Okay.
You might.
It's very funny.
It's the story of a guy who comes from New Jersey down to the South where Fred Gwynne's the judge, and just seeing. So anyhow. All right. So. Remember the $6 million man?
Oh, yeah.
According
Steve
to,
Austin.
Yeah. All the materials in the human body, things like bone marrow, DNA, antibodies, organs, all that stuff, we're apparently worth $46 million.
Wow.
That's what it says. Of course, if you sold it all, you'd be dead. But aside from that.
$46 million? Dollars?
Yep.
So he's really the $46 million.
Yeah, exactly. Now, well, you know, everything gets more expensive. You've heard of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, right?
Yes.
You've also heard of Where in the USA is Carmen Sandiego?
Sure.
Well, for some reason, Borderbun Software also created a Where in North Dakota is Cameron Carmen Sandiego. And it apparently was for the Apple II computer. And it was the only Carmen Sandiego game where she was hiding in a specific state. But I guess they just kind of did that for her.
I'd even heard of Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego.
Oh,
but I never have heard of Where in a specific state.
Have not heard that one.
When I took Spanish class in my schooling, you had to pick you had to choose a name that reflected yours in Spanish. So obviously if you had one that actually translated, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us who did not, you just got to pick one. And so I picked Carmen.
Oh,
I'm pretty
you?
Sure I picked Carmen because of Carmen Sandiego.
Now,
nice.
Our Spanish teacher gave us names.
Oh, okay. No, ours was, you know, if you were George, then you became Jorge or, you know, whatever
we
translated.
Had some of those. But she made me Bienvenidos.
Oh, okay.
That means welcome.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, is that a name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what she called me. So that was kind
cool.
of interesting. It was.
I didn't get a name in Spanish. They didn't give us names, clever names.
It was just, hey, you, huh?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I still want to find out what a grit is.
Oh, a grit?
A grit.
Where do you say that?
John Pesci.
Is that from My Cousin Vinny? It's been so long since I've seen it.
Well, let's look it up and see. I don't know. I haven't. I don't happen to remember that, but it could be. Original title of 1984. Remember 1984?
Yeah.
Kind of
mm-hmm.
a book, and there were songs about it and references any number of times whenever we thought the government was kind of getting into our world.
Right.
Well, actually, the original title was 1980. George Orwell got sick while he was writing it. The book got delayed, and he wanted a large enough gap between when it was published and the future that he was writing about. Came out in 1949. So he was going to name it 1980. Oh. Instead, he made it 1984. Think about how that would have changed things. Just because we just say 1984 and kind of everybody knows what we're talking about.
So the grits thing he's talking about refers to the scene where he doesn't know what grits are, remember?
Oh,
the
okay. All right. Okay. Scene. I got it. All right.
He's from New Jersey, so he doesn't know what grits are.
I've lived too long since then. That's
yeah, me too.
2-hour live Bachelor season finale is tonight on ABC.
Yeah.
Just letting you know so that you know, they're followed by the hour-long Bachelor After the Final Rose.
Well, and now it's all this, you know, well, will she say yes? It used to just be who gets the rose. Obviously, they're going to say yes.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, well, I still have doubts about him and all sorts of drama.
All right, so now what does this after the rose thing mean? What does that mean? Is that like a post-game show? Locker room interview kind of thing?
Yeah, I would assume because they already know. I mean, this was taped a long time ago, but...
Yeah,
I don't know.
A month or so, two months, whatever.
So then after the rose is probably like the live special
after
the episode airs.
So if they bring the losers back so they can
probably,
talk about it?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how many are we down
just
to?
Just two.
Okay,
two.
All right. So maybe they bring back the early ones who got kicked off. All right. Okay, tonight also The Voice at 7 o'clock. New blind auditions. Have you been staying away from it?
Yep, I have. Oh,
okay, well, you know, we were talking about willpower, so
well done.
That's working for you there.
Staying away from it.
Okay, 24 Legacy is on tonight at 7 o'clock. Kevin Can Wait is on CBS tonight at 7 o'clock, and then again. Oh, yeah, here, The Bachelor After the Rose. Nick, Raven, and Vanessa.
Yes, those are the two
talk about their
finalists.
Relationships. Okay. Well, now, wait a minute. Look, now, okay, so the deal is that the guy... gives the rose
Nick.
To one of the two girls.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is actually a proposal. I mean, usually they have a ring.
Okay. So now we're going to have a breakout one-hour show afterwards. Is it? He has to uncomfortably explain while the other girl is sitting there
right.
why this one was the choice?
So a few years ago, during the live After the Rose event, he decided he changed his mind and broke up with the girl he picked in the finale and then picked the other one.
Wow. All right.
It happened.
This is like WWE, okay? See? Well, between that and I forgot to mention, so what else do we know about the fight that happened at the NASCAR race?
Oh, yeah. That was, what was it, Joey Logano and Kyle Busch?
Yeah, well, what do we know why they fought?
Well, there was a wreck, and I guess it kind of got into...
I think he cut in front of him.
Yeah.
So it was road rage?
And it caused a spin out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so he confronted him afterwards.
What kind of example are they setting for America's utes by doing that?
The two utes. Yeah.
You know what it is it's NASCAR just trying to get some publicity so people watch the sport.
I think you're right. I really do. I mean, I'm not... I know that the numbers were okay for Daytona, but again, Daytona's kind of like the Super Bowl when it comes to that, and people who aren't necessarily interested.
So they're like turning it into hockey. Throw some fights in there, and then people will be a little more amped to watch it.
So, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to put a little ampule of blood up here, and he's going to hit you in the head, and then you're going to have a bleeding forehead, and we'll be able to take you to the inside track medical center, and there'll be blood on your forehead.
Yeah.
The only thing that is scary is, you know, these aren't just like a spin out going 30 miles an hour.
Oh, no
and
doubt.
So
yeah.
I don't doubt the anger that was coming from, I believe it was Kyle Busch, who was mad at the other guy.
Yeah, it was after the race was what it was. So I guess they probably weren't going as fast as they like normally are, but they're still, you know, going around the track, and Logano rammed Busch's car.
So it wasn't even during the race?
No, it was after the race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's totally set up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing,
right?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Dana Eckhart with The Bank and Trust. If you're in the market for a new home, we'd like to be the first and the last place you stop. Give me a call to become pre-approved, and we'll strengthen your offer when you make it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Howdy, my name is Jim Mazurkovich, chairman of the Bryan-College Station Chamber Ag Council, and we're hosting our 19th annual Crawfish Bowl on Friday, March 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo on Leonard Road. The cost is $50 per person for all-you-can-eat crawfish. All proceeds go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and Sale. Everyone is invited. Come out and help support our youth by joining us on Friday, March 17th. For more information, contact the Bryan-College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
826 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, New York State Capital won $10 million in the lottery. James and Sevilla Silverance of Poughkeepsie bought $180 worth of scratch-off tickets in the New York Lottery's 50th anniversary $10 million cash game. So, James, he's 50, bought the tickets using cash that he'd picked up from previous lottery winnings. Hey, playing with house money.
Investment, yeah.
Way to go. One of the six tickets that he bought turned out to be the big winner. 53-year-old Jan scratched the ticket to reveal the word jackpot, an instant winner. So that's $10 million.
Whew.
Couple plans to use a chunk of the money for their four sons' education.
That's nice.
It is. $10 million, let me see, they probably get half. It's $50 million, then you got the tax bracket. So they get about $4 million out of that probably. But, hey, it's money they didn't have before.
Oh, indeed.
Okay, so South by Southwest is going on. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yep.
So it's over in Austin. And, you know, a lot of foreign folks came over to appear there. And I think that there was a little kerfuffle when it came to some of these people getting visas and stuff.
Oh.
And, yeah, here we go. The organizers of the South by Southwest Music Festival said they would amend their contract with performers for 2018, taking out all the language about reporting artists to federal immigration officials. Well, that wasn't good enough for this year. The rap.com says Italian band Soviet. Okay, they're Italian and... The group's name.
Soviet?
Yep. Has booked to play the festival, but the members were denied entry into the U.S. when they arrived in Seattle Wednesday on their way to the festival in Austin. The group claims they are questioned, put in jail, and treated like criminals. So there you are. I'll do something about that.
Ooh.
And a couple of big announcements from HBO yesterday, too.
I heard about one of them.
Yeah. That was over the weekend when David Benioff dropped a couple of nuggets.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran will appear at some point in the coming season on Soap Opera with Swords.
Yep, he's going to be a guest star.
Well, they're going to put a fake beard on him and dirty up his hair. Is that what they do? Oh, and there'll only be six episodes in the final season. Meanwhile, Soap Opera with Swords fans will get to spend lots of quality time with Jon Snow next summer. Kit Harington tells the HuffPost that he's done more this season than he's ever done before, breaking boundaries and pushing past boundaries.
Yeah. I gotta say, as a fan, that makes me a little angry because they've taken so long to come back this season, and they said it was because they were working so hard on the last two seasons.
Yeah.
And you're telling me the last one's only gonna be six episodes long?
That's what they're saying.
What did you need over a year off for?
They wanted you to get so... Well, probably they probably put a lot of ancillary merchandise out maybe for you to buy.
Yeah.
Or maybe that could
probably
be coming in the year to come.
DVD sets.
There you
stuff
are. Chance for you to spend more money on the North Wall. Is that what it's called? What is that called?
The Wall.
Gosh, I remember that after just seeing one episode.
Yeah, there you go.
Well done. Yeah.
There you are. It's 8:29.
For Kishenko with your money now. Republican lawmakers are showing increasing resistance to President Trump's trade agenda, worried that his plans could hurt exports from their states and undermine longstanding U.S. alliances. The concerns indicate that the biggest threat to Trump's trade policy, which emphasizes new bilateral deals and a tougher stance against countries blamed for violating trade rules, is coming from his own party. The opposition from Republicans stands to complicate Trump's efforts to overhaul NAFTA. In the battle of box office beasts this weekend, King Kong was the winner. Kong Skull Island took in $61 million in its debut weekend, easily beating out returning champion Logan, a movie featuring Wolverine. AT&T is blaming what it calls a hardware issue for issues some of its customers had over the weekend. The telecom company says the problem caused some of its customers to be unable to make or receive calls. AT&T did not say how many people were affected by the outage. On Wall Street, futures are mixed this morning. That's your Money Now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
On some level, we all knew it was true, but now it's official. The European Police Agency says that technology is behind all serious crime, even down to neighborhood burglaries. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Criminals, big and small, are now using big technology in most major crimes. You already know about the Nigerian email scams and the TalkTalk scam from India, where a phone solicitor gets you to say the word yes to some question and then signs you up for all sorts of services you never ordered. Home thieves use social media to figure out when people are away from home to schedule their break-ins. Drones transport drugs to dealers. Sophisticated gangs working with foreign governments have been behind every major data hack in the past 5 years. This is why it should be criminal when companies like Yahoo or Target sit on bad news and not immediately report it to law enforcement and the public anytime they get hacked. The latest tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver 5 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police responded to Bell's in Post Oak Mall yesterday afternoon for an attempted kidnapping. According to the news release, a mother was shopping with her 3 young daughters when she entered a dressing room with her 2 youngest daughters. Her 6-year-old entered another room alone. Shortly after the girl entered the fitting room, an unknown black man opened the curtain, grabbed her by her left hand, and attempted to pull her with him. The girl yelled stop, and the suspect let her go and left the area immediately. Pictures of the suspect are online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. The second night, Highway 60 was closed as part of building a new interchange by the airport. Two construction workers escaped serious injury after they were struck by a pickup.
College Station police report the workers were treated at a local hospital for minor injuries and released. They are on the west side of the construction zone of the new interchange at 60 and 2818. Wreck took place just before 4:30 yesterday morning. According to the CSPD news release, a pickup going at a high rate of speed disregarded the construction signs, barricades, and off-duty officers on 60 near the Turkey Creek exit. The truck hit a construction vehicle and the two workers. The driver of the truck, 22-year-old James Salinas of College Station, was not hurt. He was arrested for DWI and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Last Friday's death of a College Station woman who was struck and killed by a train leads Union Pacific Railroad to issue a reminder to stay off their property.
We discourage anyone from trespassing on the tracks, whether it be for a photo shoot or a shortcut or any other reason that they might be tempted to go on the tracks, because it's just not safe, and we try to limit as much interaction as we can between our train and general public.
UP spokesman Jeff DeGraff says the train did not derail. No one on the train crew was hurt, nor was the photographer. The subject of the photo shoot, 19-year-old Friedze Nia Thompson of College Station, who grew up in Navasota, was getting out of the way of a Burlington Northern train when she turned into the path of a Union Pacific train. A family celebration almost 3 years ago in Bryan that ended in gunfire and the death of the host has resulted in prison time for a guest. A Brazos County District Court jury convicted 53-year-old Joe Becerra of College Station of unlawful possession of a gun that prosecutors believe was used to kill Jose Guardado. Spring break will be any but a break for the sole finalist for Bryan School Superintendent.
I've got to think about relocating. Got to think of my own house to put it up for sale. It's in Katy. And then to relocate to Bryan ISD. So I've got a lot of time to work on that as well. Luckily, next week is spring break, so I will have a little bit more time for some of that personal things that have to happen.
Before the Bryan School Board's final vote on April 3rd, Christy Whitbeck plans on being in town during a Texas Education Agency visit, and she plans on meeting with the district's senior leadership team. The president of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency has announced his resignation. The RVP board was notified Friday by Todd McDaniel that he will leave at the end of this year, which marks the end of his contract. McDaniel, who has led the organization since November 2005, says the timing gives the organization the time and space for a seamless transition. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 50 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I love my Suddenlink service because it makes it real simple and real easy and real convenient to get all of my favorite shows whenever I want to watch them, whether it's on DVR or whether I want to watch them on my Suddenlink To Go app or whether I even want to watch them on demand. Suddenlink's got it taken care of for me. If you got Suddenlink, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't worry, because for a limited time, when you sign up for Suddenlink's Triple Play, you're going to get a $100 reward card. How about that? You're also going to get 50 meg internet TV with up to 200 channels and phone for just $77.99 a month. It includes a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you're going to lock into the price for 2 years. Plus, don't forget about that $100 reward card. You can't pass that up, but you got to hurry because this deal ends soon. Offers only for new residential customers. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for more details. Give them a call, 877-694-9474, or they'd love to see you over at the local Suddenlink store. It's at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. Go see them or give them a call or check them out online at Suddenlink.com. Suddenlink, more power to you.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 8:30. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Agency at 776-1900 or stop by their office located on Harvey Road in College Station. That's Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cloudy skies for today. There are some showers off to our north, but they should remain north of the area. Temperatures today 65 to 70. Will clear overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow. High 65 to 70 through the afternoon. We're partly cloudy. Still cool tomorrow night. Lows will be 45 to 50. High pressure figures into the forecast on Wednesday. Lots of sun. Highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What's going on in the arts? Chris Dyer here to tell us about that. How are you today?
Good. Good to be here.
Brought a guest with you.
I did. I have Emily Mullins here, and she is really the PR force behind the Museum of the American GI, and they have some really exciting events coming up. And, you know, I think it's still kind of a well-kept secret in our community, although they're very visible on Highway 6 headed south.
They are. Emily, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
So what's going on in Charles Place?
So on March 25th and 26th, we're having our 17th annual Living History Weekend. That's our biggest event of the year. We're going to have the usual stuff. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have vehicle displays. We're going to have weapon demonstrations. There's going to be helicopter rides available from the Collings Foundation. Right now, I believe that's Saturday only, though. Mm-hmm. We're also extending the amount of reenactments we have. We're now going to have two World War II reenactments, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Mm. We're going to have a Vietnam air assault demonstration, and we're also going to have a World War I tactical.
World War I?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be great.
Right, because on April 7th, we are going to open our new exhibit called Over There, America in World War I. It is going to feature posters, uniforms, vehicles, all from World War I, and the sort of the shining display is going to be the only operational FT-17 Renault tank in North America.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is, and again, kind of, Chris is right. There are just not enough people that know what you guys and gals have been doing out there. How long has it been around? 17 years, is that right, for the reenactment?
Yes, we've been doing that for 17 years. Our building has been open to the public since November 2014, so still fairly new.
Yeah.
We're currently open Friday through Sunday. So limited hours, but, you know, we're still here and we're still churning out more and more events, and we're getting bigger and better each year.
Well, and one of the things that's so great about this is transgenerational. You get an opportunity for somebody to talk to a young person, take them through there. You have docents who, I guess, give information as well.
It's a
neat deal. So if they want some more information about this, where do they go?
They go to our website, www.americangimuseum.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can call us at 979-690-0501.
Mm-hmm. And while I've got you here, what are your regular operating hours so people know
that? Our regular hours are Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m.
Great. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
What else you got?
Oh, always a lot going on. Spring is here. We're really excited at the Arts Council on Thursday, March 23rd. We're bringing in an exhibit by James Searles. And for people who are not familiar with his work, he actually, in front of the Brazos Center, he did the Brazos Flower. So he really contributed to one of the first pieces of public art in Bryan mm-hmm. College Station. So we're bringing him in. That's going to be a big event. It's free to the public, and you can always see all of our events and all of our affiliate events at acbv.org.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry, I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Ah, gotcha.
Well, now's the time to get the perfect Toyota just for you. And choose from low APR financing and great lease offers through April 3rd.
Does that apply to Camry?
Yes, and lots of other popular models, like RAV4, Prius, Corolla.
Wow! Shh.
Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Tundra?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys!
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Another reason why Texas A&M is such a great place to get an education is the opportunities that are provided by outside organizations to further a student's walk, his or her faith. You can start with Breakaway Ministries that pours into Reed Arena on Tuesday nights while school is in session. There's St. Mary's Catholic Student Center across from campus that calls itself the largest campus ministry in the United States. It's been around since 1904. Indeed, there are more than 16,000 Catholic students at A&M. There's Fellowship of Christian Athletes that serves not just Aggie athletes, but is open to high school students through their many, many huddle groups. Texas A&M Hillel has been serving the Aggie Jewish population since 1913, making it one of the oldest such organizations in the U.S. And there's CRU, which for 60 years before 2012 was called Campus Crusades for Christ. You've probably heard of that. And a program of CRU is called Valor, which is focused on college and high school ROTC cadets and midshipmen, veterans on college campuses, and cadets in foreign military service academies. So you can imagine, Valor is a big deal at Texas A&M. A fellow named Bryce Thomason has a passion that he developed as a student member of the A&M Corps of Cadets. Bryce is class of 2014. His wife, Alyssa, class of 2015. Now they're both graduates and they're full-time sharing the message of Valor. Valor is the ministry of CRU, focusing, as we said, its message to ROTC students nationwide. Now, with both Bryce and Alyssa being Aggie grads, it was natural that they would return to College Station to do their work. After Alyssa graduated from A&M, she interned with CRU in Moscow. She and Bryce were married this past summer, and here they are, back at Texas A&M, doing what they love to do together. Their aim, they tell me, is to encourage core members to form their own study groups in dorms, reach out to new cadets, even inspire them to national, international missions of their own. Teaching core members what they know, mentoring them to disciples, how to read and study the Bible, its different interpretations, or what's called hermeneutics. Yeah, I learned a brand new word. Bryce tells me that in a given week at Texas A&M, he'll be mentoring, discipling a number of cadets. Usually, they go through a number of practices with these cadets to help them become active leaders and disciples of the faith. Number of students lead community groups on the quad. Depending on the situation, Bryce and Alyssa may help them right alongside of them or help give them advice in leading their groups. They take the time to approach new students on campus by getting to know their current relationship to God and from that sharing the gospel with them and getting them connected to the church, to Bible studies, to community groups, discipleships. Now, they also invite these cadets to many outreach, missional, growing opportunities available with CRU and with Valor, be it a weekend, a break retreat, summer missions overseas, discipleship excursions to Alaska, among other places. Bryce says it's a whole lot of fun because they get to lead these group of students and help work the retreats, the conferences, and that they can grow in their faith and gain a better understanding of Scripture. They even hope to use their home as a means to host cadets for dinners, study nights, leadership meetings, etc. So congratulations to Bryce and Alyssa Thomason for their new venture at their alma mater at Texas A&M and to all of the organizations that help students in their walk, in their faith at Texas A&M. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
It's madness, I tell you. Madness. And it's all March long.
So, what's up with him?
Oh, he just heard about the Paradise Oasis Pools March Pool Sale.
Okay, so what's the big deal?
For the entire month of March, Paradise Oasis Pools is offering an in-ground pool with decking and all Hayward pool equipment with PebbleTec pool finish for only $32,000.
That is madness.
To see these beautiful pools and take advantage of this madness in March, go to ParadiseOasisPools.com. Some restrictions apply.
Around 400 BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens, carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is he? Where is the one honest man I can trust?
We have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station, and his name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, across from Blinn. Pete's Auto Care.
Good morning, 850, News Talk 1620, WTAW 10 till 9. The Infomaniacs, okay, so last month, along a desolate corridor in downtown Las Vegas, a man holding a ball-peen hammer walked up to a blanket-covered figure resting beside a vacant lot.
I heard about this.
Swung the hammer violently several times, landing blows. That's when police swooped in, arrested him, later charging him with attempted murder. But what makes the prosecution so remarkable is that underneath the blanket was not a human being, but a mannequin, a decoy that had been set up by the Las Vegas police. So the attempted murder charge against the 30-year-old man has now cast new attention on a particularly confounding area of criminal law. If you think you committed a crime but you didn't, owing to the facts that you were unaware of, can you still be found culpable?
Ooh, that's interesting.
And at the same intersection weeks earlier, two homeless men had been bludgeoned to death by a hammer in back-to-back attacks. So to catch the killer, police decided to set up this dummy of a homeless man and basically use it as bait.
Yeah, that's why they set it up. Yeah, that's
so that's where we're going with that.
I think definitely attempted is the operative word here,
right,
that they're going with, because I mean obviously he didn't. He beat up a mannequin, but thinking that he was going to kill a real person, I think attempted murder is definitely appropriate in that situation.
They know that certain situations were taking place, and so what they did is they set up an environment that would allow that to possibly happen. Hello?
Okay, they can prove intent with the guy with the sledgehammer. He intended to cause harm.
Right.
Yeah. So in court, that will make it.
Yep. Well, again, I find it's a fascinating, thank you. I find it a fascinating situation.
Yeah.
All right, we talk to our elected officials every week, and in Texas, we're talking about, well, the House saying the budget should be this, and the Senate saying it should be that, and there's kind of a disparity there, and being able to close that disparity will be important. But an interesting story this morning in the Wall Street Journal, taking a page from cash-strapped parents, states increasingly are telling their public universities to prove they are worth the investment. Kentucky lawmakers this week are expected to approve a new formula that ties a significant portion of the state's roughly $1 billion in public higher education funding to student outcomes, like earning certificates and degrees. The governor of Arkansas, a Republican, last month signed into law a funding model that over a few years will increase the pot of money and begin judging schools against their own baseline figures for keeping students on track and on to graduation. Republican Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has recommended extending its model, already in use at the state's technical schools, to use in four-year public universities. At least 33 states are now using performance-based funding, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. We're not doing that in Texas. We're not there yet.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. I think 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Nebraska basically cut spending for higher education by 30%.
Wow.
They said, you know, you got to do it. You've got to change that. So there you are. So we're having a little bit of a problem here, but you compare it to other states, and it's not as severe. Well, all right, let's wash our ears out with this.
Okay.
Did Liam Hemsworth, I say that like I know who the hell that is.
That's the younger Hemsworth. That's Chris's brother.
Yes, that would also be Miley Cyrus's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Or husband.
Oh, did they get married?
Well, the wild child's daddy, Billy Ray, sent fans into a frenzy after posting a photo of his baby girl on Instagram dressed in white lace with the caption, "I'm so happy you're happy."
Oh.
Don't bother sending a toaster to the happy couple yet, though. Dear old dad only warned followers not to jump the gun.
Oh.
We'll see.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, they were engaged, and then she had her, like, crazy meltdown, and they broke up for a while.
Excuse me, latest crazy meltdown, right? It's not like she hasn't melted down before.
Yeah, this was, like, the first initial big one, she just started kind of going
off the rails.
Yeah. And then they got back together, you know, recently, within, like, the last year or so, and she's still crazy, but they seem to be doing very well.
All right, so we'll see. Nike is now the world's most valuable apparel brand, according to a London-based valuation strategist. Nike saw a 13% rise in brand value to $32 billion. Nike most recently, of course, launched Performance Hajibs. We talked about that last week.
Yep.
And a plus-size collection. And last year, it released the self-lacing HyperAdapt sneakers that we saw in Back to the Future. They're pretty expensive.
I was going to say, that one probably put them over the mark because of the expense of it and the nostalgia value.
Yeah. H&R and Zara ranked second and third. I don't know who H&M and Zara are.
But H&M?
H&M.
Oh, yeah. We have one now here in College Station.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. There you go. Anyhow, they came in at $19 billion and $15 billion. Mm. But again, Nike in at $32
billion. Wow.
Fastest growing brand on the brand's finances list was Marc Jacobs. 50 more value apparel brands as well. And it went up 84%.
Well, Nike, you're going to get all the athletic and performance stuff, but people wear Nike who don't do anything athletic.
Right. And I think that's what they said, is we got to get that stuff out there. Make sure the swoosh is happening. All right, about 3 minutes still.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
About 2 minutes till Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. People who are depressed due to chronic sinus infections are less productive.
Yikes. Well,
no idea. WebMD says they're more likely to miss work or school than those with chronic sinusitis who aren't depressed. People are depressed because they get a lot of sinus infections?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't want to be sick all the time.
You would not.
I'm pretty depressed about it when it happens to me.
Okay, but over and over. Okay, all right. Okay, here we go. If there's one thing that the world can take U.S. Americans' word on, it's fast food.
That's right.
Yeah, we know fast food. So a new
study. Not
sure
why we should be proud of that. But.
Well, no. New study from CSNBC says, or CNBC, our favorite burger chain is In-N-Out Burger.
Ah.
The runner-up would be Culver's. I don't think we have one of those around here.
We don't. There is one in Conroe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Five Guys. They'll be here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Smash Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Burger. And our least favorite chains would be McDonald's, Burger King, and Carl's Jr.
Hmm.
Favorite Mexican food. The hell with those diseases out there. It's Chipotle, number one.
No one cares.
Wow.
Runners up, Moe's Southwest. We don't have that here.
No. Nope. Food poisoning experience at Moe's.
Oh, okay. There we go.
A long time ago in Louisiana, but still.
our least popular would be Del Taco, Taco John's, and Taco Bell.
Oh.
Favorite pizza chain, Marco's.